If Obamacare is repealed, more Americans may lose coverage and struggle to afford health care. This is nothing new, though, in Neosho, Missouri, a small town in a state that did not expand Medicaid. One local doctor has turned to an alternative medical model to meet the needs of the uninsured. It's not insurance, but it is an affordable program that helps patients access at least basic health care. Rebecca Smith with Side Effects Public Media reports.
In Neosho, Missouri, a town of about 12,000 in the rural southwestern part of the state, sits a tire shop called Norm the Tire Man. It's been owned by Joe Morris for almost 20 years. Joe's not been to the doctor for more than 40 years, since a physical during his high school days. But then last Easter...
I had a heart attack Easter Sunday, and of course didn't have no insurance.
That heart attack has left him on the hook for more than $100,000 in doctor's bills, and he still needs follow-up care, like heart medications. So Joe tried going to a nearby doctor, but with no health insurance, each appointment cost him $285. He says he just couldn't justify it.
You know, I could either have a home and eat, or give it to a doctor and live on the street.
But then on the radio, he heard about a doctor in town who didn't require insurance and who offered unlimited office visits, some labs and medications at cost, and 24/7 access to him by phone or text, all for just $60 a month.
We cut out the insurance and you cut out a lot of the overhead that's generated by the insurance billing process, and the prices come down considerably.
That's Dr. Joseph Shepard. He runs the Free Market Physician Clinic in Neosho, the one Joe heard about. It's a direct primary care, or DPC, clinic. He says he's been open for just over 2 years and already has about 490 patients in town signed up. Now, direct primary care is not insurance. It's more like a membership program, an inexpensive way for people to get basic medical care. So there's no additional deductible or copays, but there's also no emergency coverage for something like Joe's heart attack. So Dr. Shepard suggests his patients also purchase a catastrophic health insurance plan, which run about $260 a month if you can manage to qualify for one. Joe says he thinks if he'd been able to see a doctor for regular checkups over all those years...
I probably wouldn't have had a heart attack then.
Access to affordable primary care is especially important in a place like Neosho. In Newton County, where Neosho is located, nearly a quarter of adults are uninsured and 15% of people live below the poverty line. According to healthcare.gov in Newton County, the average cost of a bronze plan for one person on the marketplace, that's the most basic level, would still be about $325 a month. Dr. Shepard says that's just too pricey for some in the area.
Even if the plans are quote-unquote affordable, they might not be a wise financial decision.
DPC clinics are becoming more popular. There are now more than 500 across the country, according to one advocacy group, DPC Frontier. Dr. Michael Munger is the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. He says direct primary care is filling a gap.
The patient demographics have been lower income, but also those who maybe have chronic illnesses.
Back in Neosho, for some residents, direct primary care may be one of the only options for seeing a doctor, short of going to the ER. Mechanic Joe Morris says he just wouldn't go if not for Dr. Shepard. And Joe also helped his one employee, Sean O'Hara, who has multiple chronic conditions, get signed up. And Sean put it this way, without Dr. Shepard...
Yeah, I just couldn't afford it.
So what would you be doing? Just
probably,
getting sicker?
Yeah, I'm getting sicker and let my blood pressure just go higher and higher until I probably croak from it.
Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects is a reporting collaborative focused on public health.